It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
Another week, more stories from around Wisconsin. And if you want more details on any of them, text SPIN to 855-616-1620, and you will get all the details. All right, it's been a weekend, as we've said, but now it's time for some wheel spinning. Kristen, here we go.
Here we go.
Appleton.
Appleton. All right. The process of assimilating to a new country can be confusing and difficult for some refugees. That's true for the many Afghan refugees who have settled in Wisconsin. According to the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families, more than 800 Afghan refugees resettled in Wisconsin in 2022. Of those, 181 resettled in the Fox Valley. President Trump's first day in office in 2025, he suspended the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, and that has left a number of Afghans who worked alongside the U.S. government and military for years in limbo, according to a WPR report. World Relief Wisconsin, a group that assists refugees, has partnered with the History Museum at the Castle in Appleton to design the, quote, Our Afghan Neighbors exhibit. The exhibit, designed as mobile pop-up banners, features portraits and stories of Afghans who emigrated to the U.S. seeking education, freedom, and democracy. Interviews with refugees highlight the diversity within the Afghan community, but also their shared values and aspirations. Dustin Mack, chief curator for the History Museum at the Castle, said the community's response to the exhibit has been overwhelmingly positive. He said the exhibit was designed to be able to be moved between different places like schools, universities, churches, and businesses. The exhibit is already booked through the spring.
That's very cool.
Very cool.
It's amazing to me how people have the courage and the guts to leave their home and go somewhere else, whether they want to, whether they're being forced to. So that'd be an interesting
I would love to see that exhibit, thing. Yeah.
Be very cool. All right, let's spin it again.
Amro.
Oh, well, there's a big difference between being famous and infamous. The town of Amro may not be famous, but it is infamous in some circles. Their story has made its way to the big screen. Yes, the Amro heist, filmed in its title, Winnebago County Town, is showing tonight at 6:30 and tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Avalon Theater and at the Rosebud Cinema. Now, according to the Journal Sentinel, the film, co-written and directed by Jamie Bailey, tells the story of a small Wisconsin town that is rocked to its foundation. Wow. When three robbers target the local bank, taking hostages. Now, there's a tough-on-crime mayor. He wants the sheriff to storm the building. But when the sheriff's son, an off-duty FBI agent, sets out to rescue the hostages, among them his former girlfriend, the two lawmen discover something else is afoot. The movie features plenty of shots of Amro, from bank exteriors to the city's water tower. And I gotta be honest, if that's the real story, that has the perfect makings for a movie.
And that's what is it based on a true story?
Yeah, yes, there was a bank robbery in Amro. Yeah, so fascinating stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very cool that they got to also film it in the town that it takes place in.
Right. All right, let's All do right. this. One more spin for old time's sake.
Madison.
All right. Madison's lakes are beautiful. I know this. I grew up there. Always gives me a little warm, fuzzy feeling when I see the view of the Monona Terrace over Lake Monona. But anyways, this winter, they have taken an impressive and dramatic look. Alternating cold and mild temperatures combined with the lack of snow has led to a number of striking ice formations on Madison's lakes, including some ridges that seem to be rising out of the middle of the lake.
That sounds cool.
The Wisconsin State Journal explained the formations, they're called ice heaves. Then they often happen in the spring along the shoreline as ice begins to melt and wind pushes up into it solid, jagged waves. But they can also be seen where water levels and temperatures fluctuate, said Hillary Dugan, professor with UW-Madison's Limnology Department.
Limnology.
Limnology. Correct. Yeah, I didn't know what limnology is.
Me neither.
As water freezes, it expands with sections pushing against one another to create pressure ridges between a few inches to a few feet high, Dugan said. Ice heaves aren't the only winter phenomenon that Madison area is experiencing this winter. In the last week, residents on the isthmus have felt the ground shake and heard thunderous booms as the area experiences ice quakes.
Wow. It is the end.
Another thing I didn't know was a thing.
I didn't either.
So that occurs when groundwater freezes and expands, causing rock and soil to burst.
It's a very science-heavy educational story with ice heaves and ice quakes.
Okay.
I did not know what the word isthmus meant until the first time I worked in Madison. So, and then I learned about an isthmus. And now I think of it every Christmas.
Because
I'm an idiot.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. If you want any more details or you're just dying to read more about ice heaves and ice quakes, then text SPIN to 855-616-1620. You can also text watch and you can watch us. And if you don't want to text to get Spinning the State, you can listen to it as a podcast wherever you get your podcast. All right. When we come back, it is the 50th anniversary of a standoff that happened in Wisconsin that I'm going to wager a lot of us had not heard of until today.
So, like Omro.
Yeah. We're hearing about way too much stuff. We're learning too much today. I have to put my head down. So I'll do it during this on Spanning the State.